The following podcast contains adult themes and adult language. Listener discretion advised.
And although we joke, if you or someone you know is affected by or a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800-799-7233 or visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline's website, thehotline.org.
It's always the husband, it's always the husband, it's always the husband, I don't keep it.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah.
Hi, this is Megan.
You're listening to It's Always the Husband podcast.
Welcome.
Thank you for listening and choosing us.
Thank you.
And listening.
And choosing.
Yeah.
And listening.
We hope.
How was your week?
I'm not bad.
Well, you ducked out of the festivities this weekend, so I didn't get to see you. You were caretaking.
Yeah, Jamie had his violent jerking accident where he jerked so violently, his arm popped out of the socket, and so we needed to have the rotary cuff, whatever surgery that is, and replace two ligaments that were torn completely in half and like sprung back into his body.
Ew,
and his bicep was all like torn to shit. So, I mean, calm down on the jerking.
Yeah.
You know what?
Take just it. Nice and easy.
Yeah.
Lotion.
Take
nice
it,
and easy.
Just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lesson learned for you gentlemen.
I hope he takes this advice.
Just really, you know, take a step down. Mm-hmm. A step back. So he is completely, he had surgery Wednesday. It's completely wrapped up. The ice all the time. He can't move it. We just took the bandages off today to see all the just bloody soaked bandages. So he has this little multiple little cuts, you know, on his shoulder where she went in with like a little camera and a little thing like Dr. Now.
Oh, that's all it was?
Yeah. Doing her stuff.
I feel like that's like they ripped my uterus out of a hole in my belly button.
Yeah. I mean, they just make little tiny cuts now and go in and just grab shit and yank it out. I don't know how. I mean, the doctor came out. The doctor who was a doctor and fit and beautiful. And
really? Better than Dr. LaPointe, Sarah.
On par.
She's
a LaPointe female.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So talented, and she was showing me pictures that were just foul, you know, like gross surgery pictures. But I could not believe like how she did what she did. It just blew my mind how that's possible, how any of it's possible. Medical science.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just thought, you know, you just put a little bit of rhino horn on your tits and the earth is flat and you just tiptoe off of it. I didn't know about the science. I don't know. It's incredible. But he's in terrible, terrible pain. Can't lay down. I can't do anything. It's just awful. And for him that's so active, he's
so sorry.
Absolutely going insane. I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to go insane. It's not even been a week and he's already just completely nuts.
Yeah, I know.
And just can't, he just paces back and forth.
How do people have that much energy? Because I literally, when I'm on my way home, all I'm thinking about is laying on the couch.
I just lay on the bed when he usually works out, and then he comes in and stares at me with a look of pure disgust. Like, look at this Jabba the Hutt. Well, he just Jabba the Slut. Just laying on the bed, and I have 40 fans on me because of my incredible
my
menopause. And sweating and hot flashes. Yeah. And I just lay there and I have no energy to even speak. And yet he wants to run 400 miles. And he looks at me and just probably thinks, just a vile pig.
Phil got home today, went in the house and like, I don't know what he did, put something away, like maybe his wallet in, and literally came directly back out, grabbed a golf club and started swinging a golf club in the front yard.
I'm
like,
so
when I get
exhausted.
Home, I literally drop bag, drop purse, straight to the couch.
I can't even move. I'm so tired.
No.
And hot and tired, exhausted, headache. Everything is just aches. God.
It's really hard being us.
It is. We are just, what if we had to walk 5 miles for water every day? We would just be dead. We would just be dead. Yeah. We're lucky we can go to Target.
Sure would.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
We do have patrons that paid money to listen to our fucked episodes on Patreon. If you want to listen to us being more hammered and doing different crimes, some serial killers we've done, mm-hmm. female killers, son killers. Mm-hmm. You can listen to our Patreon. We have quite a few episodes on there, and we're so very grateful. I'll send you. I finally have my stamp, so I can send out a whole bunch of Patreon stickers because Tripper ate the stamps before, so I don't get a bunch more. But we have Shannon Hink, who is in our Facebook group, and she's the one whose husband, she thought her husband's wiener was out, and it was just his weird fucked underwear.
What were those underwear, Shannon?
He was wearing some sort of beaver underwear or some sort of animal bear underwear, and she thought his wang was out all day, or his balls
those
were out.
Those were something
else.
It was
his underwear showing.
Yeah.
I mean, if your husband came home and you thought his pants were askew and his balls had been out all day at work, that's horrifying.
Right.
But no, it was just fucked underwear. He was had showing through. Well, Shannon, welcome.
And thanks for that, Shannon. Yes.
And your Aunt Jean.
Again? Aunt
yeah,
Jean?
I thought she had,
oh,
she
maybe her card got exploded.
Yeah, we don't know.
Thanks, Auntie Jean. She is luckily living life up north in a cabin somewhere.
She's not sweating her tits off.
Listening to the podcast. No, she's probably like all in shaded areas.
Yeah.
And
that's lovely. And all the people down south now that we have my friend Tammy who lives in Atlanta. She said it was worse here than in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because it was actually kind of nice when she left.
Oh, it's just so humid.
It's the humidity. Mm-hmm. Like the Florida. I mean, Florida's fucked.
It is.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
The humidity is quite awful there.
Yeah. I mean, we won't go for the politics, but also the humidity makes it
quite
hard.
Terrible. Yeah.
So happy Pride, everyone. I saw we were all sharing our Pride with each other and mm-hmm. memes. I drank out of my Gay Bob coffee cup.
I
Thank
just celebrate.
You, Sherry.
Oh, my gosh. My Gay Bob.
Yeah.
Jamie takes it all the time. He always has Gay Bob. It's
what
his
about
favorite
his
cup.
He has the micro penis cup.
I know. He drinks out of that one, too, all the time.
Well, he's got to give you Gay Bob.
And my Charles Nelson Reilly shirt
I
can wear all the time.
We're ready.
And my Jack Tripper shirt, even though he wasn't really gay, but he pretended to be.
He pretended to be, just so he could live with those lucky
because
ladies.
Because girls weren't allowed to just live with men, you know, platonically.
They still shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's true.
We should stick to our own kind. So that's that. What else? Anything? No?
No, I've just been taking care of Jamie. I don't do shit. I'm too tired to do shit.
Well,
I don't know what can
we
take
the,
to.
Yeah.
Besides crack or cocaine to get energy.
Caffeine pills or something?
Well, I take caffeine.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. We're screwed. Maybe a nice long summer vacation. Oh my God. No, listen, I'm
Jesus,
yawning. Yeah.
Idiot.
That is probably what is going to do it for us. Just a vacation.
Yeah. An unpaid long forced vacation.
So, do
great.
You have what was the glitter in your shitter?
Well, I
for
feel
this
like
exciting
I
week?
Do have things, and none were coming to me. And I had made a list of grateful things I could use for it. Believe it or not, in one of my less depressed moments, and I can't find it anywhere because I'm so analog. I don't put anything into my phone. But then I thought, you know what? I like a good pen because I write notes for the, I don't type notes for the show. I handwrite everything and I like a good pen. And I'm actually quite impressed with these pens your sister-in-law gave us.
I know. I really love them too. No, I think they're just like some off brand that say swears on them.
Yeah. But the Gelocity Bic pen has been really good. In fact, that was the one that Nut Bar used.
Yeah, and she was
and
like,
she said,
ooh,
what is this pen? This is a great pen. So that is that's a very nice, smooth pen. I don't like too fine of a tip. I don't like
I don't
a tiny
like
tip. I like a bigger tip. Just the tip.
And it needs to glide
and glide
smoothly.
Nice. And that's what it does, the Gelocity Bic pen. I mean, it's better than writing with your own shit, like the Marquis de Sade.
Yeah.
But it's also pretty good. That Marquis de Sade, he was like someone crazy used to write messages on the
and
wall
poop?
In his own shit. Yeah.
That sounds like a middle school boy.
And he used to write, he would write like weird sex books in the 1700s that would be with like banned. Poop. No, I mean, he wrote poop on the wall, but I think he wrote his books with a pen. Not the velocity, but.
Yeah.
He would maybe dip a eagle feather in his own poop and write his weird porn books. But I don't know. He's a weird porn guy from the 1700s.
I don't know this person. I'm actually kind of concerned that you do.
Oh, well, I feel like everyone knows Marquis de Sade.
What? Maybe I'm just a dum-dum.
I think you are. You don't read a lot of old porn.
I am not well read on old porn. no. Sorry. I am not up.
You're not really
in any porn, actually.
You're not really good on your poop writers either.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You're more of like a shitting into someone's coffin.
No, I'm not.
That's what you told me, remember? When Netbar dies, you're going to take a big, long diarrhea right into her coffin during her viewing.
Yeah. And then say goodbye, sweet sister.
Close it real quick and say, no one go in there for 45 minutes.
Cassie, I would never do that to you.
She told me she was going to plant. No, she planned that. She wrote it down even and had it engraved.
My God.
On a rock.
No, I didn't.
It's in her garden right now.
Oh, you know I don't have a garden, so that's a lie, Cassie, because I kill everything.
It says, I plan to splatter poop.
No!
And that's like we went on, maybe it was Larsmont, and we were there not even 5 minutes. And I was probably putting my stuff away in my closet room.
Oh, my God.
And I hear Nutbar yell, oh, my God, we have been here not 5 minutes and there's already splatter poop all over the toilet. And I thought, yep, we've arrived.
Here I am, Larsmont. I mean, we continued to just literally destroy that place.
Oh,
too.
My God. The toilet was ruined with splatter
fancy
poop.
Fancy TT puked and pissed all the way back from the restaurant one night.
She pissed and puked in every bush.
And then we were like, we forgot what number we are. And then she texted us, just follow the piss and puke.
Yeah. The toilets were painted with poop.
Oh, my gosh.
Within 5 minutes. My God.
That was the place.
What a terrible podcast this is. I wonder who would listen.
That was the place that had the people of distinction.
Yeah.
Places of.
It was for people of distinction. And we were
place of excellent for people of distinction on the room cards. And we would just die laughing.
Yeah, because we
every
had
time.
Literally shit and pissed over everything.
I mean, we wrecked.
And that's
that
when
place.
We were still. It was still before checkout. Clearly
yes.
Before checkout in the morning. And they sent in a repair crew of men. And they walked into the bathroom and Megan was nude showering.
And
they
I
were
was
like repairing the TV. And we're like, there should
no,
not
sir.
Be a construction crew in here. We're
no.
in here. It is not even checkout time yet. It was like 8 in the morning.
And then we got some money taken off. Even though we totally destroyed the toilets and peed and puked on the trails.
Right. And poop all the way to the ceiling.
We didn't go back there, though.
I mean, not a space was left clean in the bathtub. There was a pube in every square inch. Ish. All right, you should go to Larsmont Cottages by Duluth, Minnesota.
Actually, you should. They're gorgeous.
It is.
And we've
except when they send in a fucking crew when you're naked.
No, we've
perverts.
Had the times of our lives there. We've had so many good times. It's gorgeous. They have massages. They have.
It was actually quite lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just joking.
Yeah. No, it was very lovely. Except
and they have
for the
great
perverts.
Bloody Marys, too, at that little bar. That was so good.
I hate Bloody Marys.
Oh, what did you drink then?
I don't know.
You won the. You
I won the,
solved the riddle.
Trivia.
Yeah.
You got a sucker.
So that's that. You love pens.
I like pens.
Great. I like this person who I find on sometimes my Instagram reels, but she's really on TikTok.
This is
originally.
Incredible glitter.
Her name is Yuri Lamas Bella or Lamas Bella. I'm not quite sure how you say it. But
Yuri, she is amazing.
She does sound exactly like Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian.
Every Kardashian should
Everyone. Can I play one?
I think so.
Or she's will I get arrested?
A Kardashian parody TikTok, and she's...
All of a sudden, Kim wants to act like a scientist. Seriously, you act like you know everything, but you don't. Well, no, but I do know a lot about
dinosaurs, what she's going to say.
Oh, or... is that what she says?
I don't know. Like, she's perfection.
I've literally been raising awareness since lunch.
Oh, diabeticism.
Diabeticism.
Yeah. Oh, because she was a diabetic because she had a candy yesterday.
Yeah, that's what she said. I just ate a candy. And now I'm a diabetic. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's just so good.
She's so funny. And
it's funny because
spot on.
It's so exact. Yes. Of how she's always shaking a salad because they're always shaking a salad. Like shaking.
And
then Mason, can you tell the chef to start lunch?
And then
Mason, can you tell the chef to start dinner?
All Khloe does is then she puts post-it notes like the little flags on her fingernails for Khloe's fingernails. And then she brushes her hair and they get stuck in her in her wig, and then she goes, "Oh, not the salad."
Yeah,
it's hilarious. So find her and watch her. How Yuri Llamas Bella.
I know Khloe probably doesn't change her baby's diapers.
No.
How do you wipe your own butthole when your nails are 4 inches long?
I've never figured that. I have to have the shortest nails.
How would you do that?
All time.
How would you put in contact? I mean, I should probably have had LASIK. I mean, and they're all on Ozempic, so they don't eat anything anyway, so you don't have to eat.
Right.
I guess you can use a fork, but how would you eat like a strawberry or a grape? How do you, when your nails are 4 inches long, how do you live?
I haven't figured it out. That's why I can't. I hate nails.
But the butthole cleanliness is a concern because she still has to poop even if you're on Ozempic.
Yeah.
You still must poop.
We still can't get on an Ozempic yet? You and
Well, I mean, you'd have to go to your doctor and say,
doctor. And I can't?
Well, I mean, celebrities just have to go and say, I want Ozempic, and a doctor will write them a prescription. For us that are normal, the doctor would be like, no. Because that's...
feel like I'm ready.
I know. I would love to have it.
Okay.
But I mean, it also, like, I guess destroys your organs or whatever, and it's for diabetics that probably should have it.
Right. All right. Well,
but I would take it.
Me too.
But I feel like my doctor would say, you know what? Just try to exercise and be healthy and eat right.
And then I would be like, no,
I just want a shot every month. If one shot every month makes me lose 50 pounds in 4 months.
Right. What's your Facebook funny?
This was hard too. It's getting to be
Rory
where it's
keeps
impossible.
Calling me. Rory keeps calling me. He won't stop.
Answer the phone and say, you know what, fucker?
No,
I
will not. But you talk about your Facebook funny.
All right. So what I did is I can't remember who put it on and I couldn't find it again. But the flying squirrel, there's this video. It's a TikTok. It's kind of a viral animal video is going around where it is a flying squirrel. And the flying squirrel is in a pet. So it's in someone's kitchen and it's just walking around in the kitchen and it accidentally hits the broom and the broom like falls down like your pets do all the time. And then the flying squirrel gets like this idea in its head and it goes to the broom and it goes underneath the broom, lays out flat on his back, places the broom on its neck and then pretends to be dead for like 5 seconds. And it's the weirdest, like the flying squirrel has set up this whole death scene just for drama and attention from its owner.
Put that up?
I don't remember who put it up, but I'd seen it like all over where the flying squirrel, like you'll find, just put flying squirrel fakes death. It's been like all over Twitter where it just accidentally knocks over a broom and then you can kind of see it thinking and it goes back and just lays under the broom and then spreads out like it's dead, puts its head back and then moves the broom like on its neck and pretends to be dead just for drama.
What?
It's hilarious.
Okay.
But then... this was really early in the week after I think we recorded last week's. Susie May put that picture of that ballet dancer with the giant balls.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've always been concerned about ballet dancer men and their giant packages just being out and about.
Concerned or like because I feel in like love it's, with it?
Well, I feel like it's, I'm concerned because I don't think they're, you obviously can see every outline of the wang and the nuts.
And I love it.
But what if a wayward foot kicks? It is open for many kicks. And those ballet dancers' legs are strong as cement.
Yeah.
They can get a kick to the balls so easily, I feel like.
Oh, I think they're protected.
I feel like it's just, I don't know where, well, how? There's no cup. It's not a smooth mound. It's a very obvious balls and dick.
Mikhail Baryshnikov had to have a cup.
No way. He was kicked in the dick every day. Kicked in the dick. Kicked in the dick. Kicked in the dick. Those dick and balls were not cupped.
I'm looking it up.
And I felt like he was going to get kicked. But then the best part of the balls dancer, I think his name is David Date.
Yeah, it was something like that. I looked him up. Or yeah. I was looking at him. And okay, listen. Listen to
no
this.
No way.
Yes. Male ballet?
Male ballets.
Male ballets. Male ballet dancers wear a dance belt, which some people refer to as a cup.
No way, but then how do we see it?
This belt provides support and slight protection for the male genitalia, but mostly it streamlines the appearance of the male anatomy for costume purposes.
That man was not wearing a streamlined anatomy genitalia. He was out and about.
I want to see what one.
And all of the comments had some sort of a balls pun, which was the best part.
Maybe his belt just...
He forgot his belt at home that day.
It looks like it goes up the ass like a G-string, kind of.
There was no belt. You saw the whole outline of the balls and the wing. The wang and the balls. And it was giant.
Well, it doesn't look like there's not like a cup in it. It's just like maybe a little padded.
It's thinner than a one-ply tissue paper, paper
look,
then.
They're still wearing them and you can see.
Look at that bulge.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess where do you put it? But why do they have to wear such tight tights? Can't they wear baggy pants?
No. Why? Who would ever go to a ballet if you couldn't see their bulge?
I guess.
I wouldn't.
I remember on Flowers of the Attic, if you kept reading the series, Flowers in the Attic, the sister who fucked the brother eventually grew up and she married a ballet dancer and she was pregnant and she thought it was the ballet dancer because she became a ballet dancer and she thought it was a ballet dancer's baby, but it was her brother's baby and it was born with like five heads.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was like a V baby.
No, that didn't really happen.
Well, I mean, it happened in the book.
No.
It did. And they kept it in a jar or something, and they named it Gary. I don't know. But I mean, they did. She had a baby that was, it didn't live, but it was born, it had like 17 arms or something.
I don't remember that when I
read the whole thing. And then one of her kids that lived, that was the brother's baby, was like evil, and he had some condition where he couldn't feel pain. And so he would always like have cuts and he would be bleeding and he never could feel pain. And he was weird.
How do I not remember this?
I don't know. I read the whole thing. It was sordid and amazing.
Wow. My Facebook funny, the thing that I loved, again, we're talking about Ozempic here, but Fran King posted the picture of the two ladies in the cemetery digging.
I like that one too!
And it said, get the body you always wanted this summer. And then it's clearly...
Oh my God, I died!
Yes, I know. I was like, this one is the best. And then I also loved all the gnome shout outs from last week's gnome story.
So good.
Shannon Hank and Lisa Galligan and Eric Asp, they all posted weird fucking gnomes and I died of laughter.
That I don't want to... Maybe I should speak to my husband through gnome.
Yeah, maybe.
God, that might be the way to go. Maybe I'm working too hard.
I would like to speak to mine through Prosecco. Like, if there's an empty Prosecco bottle on the counter, I'm fucking pissed. And you better go get me more.
And you know he won't.
No. But I loved it. Thank you. If you are not in our Facebook group yet, search out on Facebook. It's Always the Husband Facebook group, right?
Yeah.
And you have to ask for permission to get in, and we're very selective. Just for me.
You can go to the Facebook page, and there's a button. You just click the button, and yeah, it sends you to the group.
Oh, you can too? Yes. Okay, yes. But otherwise, yeah, we would love to have more, and we just laugh, and they make our day.
I was going to do a new segment called Fucked Facts.
Fucked Facts.
Yep. And I thought I was going to give you...
Fucked Facts.
Yeah, that's
good. Fucked Facts. You like that one better?
I like that one. Okay. So I'm going to do a few fucked facts about a show favorite, Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
First off, Andre was so big because he had that agromegaly, what is that disease, where you have the pituitary growth. So he had a growth on his pituitary that made him very strong, but he grew very big, but it also shortened his life because it damages your joints and your organs.
And you can't get it.
Oh, you absolutely can get it fixed and be treated for it. Except Andre did not want to. He was afraid to lose his strength. And since he was a professional wrestler, he thought that would kind of put him out of his career.
Okay.
But he absolutely could have had treatment for it.
Okay.
And so he was quite a prolific drinker due to the pain of this disease on your joints and your organs. So, for instance, in one sitting, Andre the Giant had 119 beers.
No.
Just one night hanging out at the bar or going to the strip club to have a meeting like we had. He had 119 beers.
We had a meeting at a strip
club? No, I mean, like, we had that show where men had the meeting at the business meeting at the strip club.
Yeah.
And in 4 hours, he would drink 16 bottles of wine.
Oh, my God.
You can imagine. So
two bottles make me very happy.
Yeah. Once he was wrestling a wrestler called Bad News Brown.
No.
And he literally shit on him in the ring.
Andre the Giant pooped on someone?
Now, he says he was sick, but I think pooping was kind of his shtick. He also would, for fun, for shits and giggles, mind you, he would stick his thumb up the butt of opponents quite a bit.
I don't believe this.
They've talked about this on Trailer Park Boys because Bubbles is a wrestling fan, and they would call it, he would check his oil.
What?
But Andre the Giant was known for sticking his thumb up the butt of his opponents. Sometimes friends, sometimes enemies, just for fun. Now, Andre was too big for toilets,
I guess.
That's
a big thumb, too, man.
Oh, my, yes. Apparently, he was too big for toilets. So when he would go to hotel rooms, he would just shit in the bathtub. Or he would just shit in a pile and put newspapers over it. And he would wipe his ass with the hotel curtains, as you do.
What?
Yes. And sometimes...
Who knew this? Well, he never had a wife, did he? Or a girlfriend?
I don't know. I certainly would not approve of my husband shitting in the bathtub.
Babies wipe his ass on the curtains sometimes, and it's really bad.
Well, of course, because they're babies. Yeah. Now, sometimes he would get the two hotel rooms, one for sleeping and one for shitting in the bathtub.
Okay.
Now, during The Princess Bride, when he was Fezzik, he filmed for 1 month in London, England. His hotel bar tab was $40,000. Or pounds, whatever they have over there. Now, he was so strong, and he never worked out. He was so strong due to his condition. His friends that would drive small cars, he could lift the small cars, and he would move them like in between poles or put them in weird spots or turn them backward. He could literally lift a small car and turn it around. Wow. And they said if he actually did work out and train, he could have broken all human known strength records. And I think he died pretty young due to his condition. By the time he was done his final years of wrestling, he was in so much pain that he would be bedridden for days.
Where was he at during Princess Bride? That's all I care about. Was he healthy and happy?
I think he died in like early in the I mean, he died a few years after that, so probably no.
It says Andre the Giant wife. Did he have a wife?
I can't imagine a woman would say, you know what, hon, just shit right on that floor and put those newspapers over it and then wipe your ass with these nice curtains.
Andre the Giant have a wife or a kid?
He had to not have a clean butt.
Jean. The couple got married after a couple years of dating. Andre the Giant and Jean have one daughter. Her name is Robin Christensen Rousimoff.
Yeah, that's his French real name.
That's his name. Yeah.
Well,
there she is.
Yeah, I feel like, he was kind of he maybe didn't wipe real well.
Oh, come on.
He wasn't a wiper, as they say. He didn't appreciate the fine art of
Don't
wiping.
Don't you just want to love Andre the Giant?
Of course I
though?
Love him to death. I love him from here to eternity.
Yeah.
I love him so much. I just love him.
I love him too.
All right, so we watched... 30 minutes in, we're going to start the crime.
Here we go. Here we go.
We're going to get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Business.
We watched Evil Lives Here, Shadow of Death.
I got really confused looking for this because there's Evil Lives Here.
Now there's new Evil Lives Here,
Shadow of Death.
A spinoff of Evil Lives Here, but I guess.
I basically figured it out eventually.
So we watched season 4, episode 1 called Nobody. Not nobody, nobody.
Body.
This crime happened in 2005, which we have done recently as well. But I want to see if you've seen some of these movies.
Okay.
All right. Did you watch ever Constantine with Keanu? And
no.
Rachel Weisz, who's
no.
married to Daniel Craig.
Yeah, no.
I never had seen it either, and I recently just watched it, and it's not bad. Keanu Reeves plays Constantine. He's kind of like a fallen angel type thing, or person. He has his weird powers where he can fight demons or something.
Well, I like Keanu, so.
And, yeah, it actually was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Weird and interesting, but I heard that Keanu was going to revisit this character or this movie or something, so I thought, oh, I'll watch it. It wasn't bad. Now, this was bad. House of Wax was actually a 1950s like cult classic movie with, what's his name? The voice, you know, he was in Thriller. Darkness.
Victor.
Yeah. No, whatever.
Something?
It'll come to me and everyone's yelling. Look him up. I know what his name is.
Vincent Price.
Yes.
God.
Vincent
I didn't
Price
have to look it up.
It.
I remembered it. Okay.
And actually our the Walker Art Center, mm-hmm. which is a famous art museum in Minneapolis. It has the cherry and the spoon and everything. If you see Minneapolis pictures, that always comes up. It used to do this, and I would go with my friend Molly all the time. Every Friday, they would show some of these cult movies all the time. You could go to the Walker and watch these movies, and it would be fucking weirdos there. But you'd watch super weird movies like Planet Nine from Outer Space or whatever. I mean,
what?
Yeah,
this seems
House of Wax and
crazy and weird.
It did like a Rocky Horror Picture Show sing-along and stuff like
that.
And so it was like these cult movies that used to do. I don't think it does that anymore, but that was fun. God, I just remembered that. We were 18 and we would go down there on Friday nights and you would just have these weirdos. Anyway, so there's a remake in 2005, which is just, come on, you don't need to do that at all. This was like, you can't, I don't know. But the House of Wax concept is there's this mad, Vincent Price was like this weird asshole who had a House of Wax, like, Madame Tussauds House of Wax. But people would go, oh my gosh, your carvings are so realistic and blah, blah, blah. And because he used he would have real people and he would kill them and dip them in wax. And so
ew.
They were real people that had been killed in wax and he was like a murderer. So House of Wax was remade with Paris Hilton.
I remember this. I was just going to say Paris Hilton was in this, wasn't
and she died and got, she was killed in the wax. And Chad Michael Murray from One Tree Hill fame was in it.
Who cheated on his wife right away.
Immediately.
Yes.
Who then he had to act with in that TV show forever. Asshole. Amityville Horror was also remade this year, but Ryan Reynolds was in it and he takes his shirt off all the time, and so it's kind of okay.
Ryan Reynolds is in Amityville Horror?
Yes.
Was he, what brother was he?
I mean, no, he was the dad who goes nuts.
Oh, he was the dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't there one surviving
No, I mean,
brother?
The Amityville Horror, like the older brother killed his family, but yeah. then this Lutz family moves in afterwards and they're not really told a murder.
Not that story.
No, the Amityville Horror movie is about this Lutz family who went in and then they get all these hauntings because it's like a demonized house. And that's the reason the brother killed the family, even though he was just a high on drugs and made it all up. Dukes of Hazzard with Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. We did not need another Dukes of Hazzard ever. I mean, ever. We don't need to revisit that.
And this caused strife.
Because she porked Johnny Knoxville.
Yes.
Johnny Knoxville.
He was married and she was married.
Johnny Knoxville also has to use a catheter to pee every single day of his life for the rest of his life because he's taken hits to the nuts so many times. So I don't know how he even gets a boner. He has to use one of those Austin Powers penis pumps, I think.
Oh.
Have you seen Exorcism of Emily Rose?
No.
That was actually quite a good movie.
These are the movies you go to with Melanie, and I don't go with
you. And then another horror movie that was actually quite good was called Cursed with Christina Ricci and Jesse Eisenberg. And they actually get bit by some animal, their brother and sister, and they get in a car accident and get bit by some animal and they become werewolves. And it sounds fucked, but it actually was kind of good because Jesse Eisenberg is like this fucking nerd. And then he gets bit by this wolf and then he tries out for like the wrestling team and they're like, hey, you fucking nerd, you can't do anything. But he has like all the werewolf powers and he can just,
like,
he
remember
just dominate.
And Teen Wolf when he was the best at basketball.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it was actually kind of good. So there's like these little hidden weird gems that you'd never see. That's my end.
All right.
Do you have music or something?
I don't know. But I want to tell it later. I want to get to it when you start talking about
it. So let's talk about Evil Lives Here, Shadow of Death.
Shadow.
We're going to go back to 2005. The other Evil Lives Here, we've done a few Evil Lives Here, but our most famous Evil Lives Here is Double Mustache Wedding, where we had the mustache bride. So this usually has real people interviews.
Oh, God, that was the best one.
Fucked reenactments. So we see real Tammy. Tammy is the sister of one of our main victim.
Storyteller.
Tammy is the sister of Tracy Tetso, who was our victim.
Right.
So Tammy and her mother actually worked at a woman's shelter while Tammy was growing up, which is a great thing to do. And her mom kind of ran the woman's shelter and Tammy would go there and help out and do what she could for everybody and kind of play with the other kids. And they show photos of Tracy, actually, who was a child at this woman's shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And she had amazing 80s hair. So she had like a hairband rocker hair.
Oh my God, for sure.
Like where you had, it's a mullet and it's feathered. And then you also have like the bangs that are teased curled.
And it's a little bit permed, but kind of straight at the ends. Yes. It's just like rock and roll,
massive,
man. Rock and roll.
So the big bangs, and she was in the black eyeliner just circling her eye. Like total 80s look. And just a lovely, lovely girl.
Even though it was in the 2000s eventually, but...
Yes.
And she still had it, but...
Yeah. I mean, she didn't really outgrow that.
But
she was a rocker.
Whatever, Tetso. Yeah, go for it.
Tracy was a girl there. So she was 14 or 15. She had some issues at home, which is just so sad. So she had to be removed from her home.
But you know they had to be bad for her to be removed.
Because
like,
give a shit and care about kids and take them out of our home, it has to be like so fucking awful.
Sadly, we know that from working at the deodorant factory.
You would think just things common sense wise where you would think, oh, they were taken from the home and protected, right? No. It has to be literally
horrifying.
To the point of aliens came down and that has it has to be at that point before any kids are even thought to be helped. So how bad it must have been. So she goes to the shelter and she gets along really well with Tammy. They play together, they get along, and Tammy asks her mom and says, you know, Tracy needs a foster family. Can we be your foster family? And Tammy's mom says, yeah, that would be great. And Tracy, even though she probably had nightmare childhood, she was always described as positive and like a Pollyanna, you know, like Pollyanna breaks her legs and or is crippled or whatever and still is like, everything's great. She was always happy and smiling and positive and fun to be around and just wanted to start every day as like, today I'm going to, you know, do my best to get through the fucking day.
She's going to rock out is what she's going to do and every day.
Like a really positive person. And Tammy and her mother took her in and said they all bonded and she just became their family. She became her sister. When Tracy was it was a really successful foster family story, which there are not a lot of those, unfortunately. When Tracy was 28, so she had been quite successful living with them and done really well for herself, though she has a bad picker, like other people we know.
I don't know who.
Like, like ourselves. A real bad picker. It's broken, and we do not go to the repair shop.
So for some reason, we can't.
We just can't get to the repair shop. She starts dating 36-year-old Dennis Tetzo. You know he's either in high school called Fatso or Tits Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Titsy.
Yeah.
Or Dennis the Penis. Or Penis Dennis. Dennis the Menace with the tits out.
Yeah.
Titsy Dennis. I feel like he's called Titsy Ditsy.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis the Dick.
Yeah.
I feel like he's called all the Sioux High School, so he has an issue. His issue continues with his choice of appearance. Tammy says, when I first met Dennis the Titsy Tetzo, she said he was a little quiet. And now we have our reenactment. So far, we had a real-life interview with Tammy. Mm-hmm. We have our reenactments. Now, picture the scene. Like, you're a director, and you have your fingers up, and you make the little square.
Yep.
You know, and you look through the square with your fingers making the two L's.
Yeah.
And you think, in this shot, I'm going to have a man's stomach constantly in the, is it foreground where it's towards the camera? Like the first thing you see is just a man's belly.
Yeah.
And the man's belly is cutting off half the vision of the scene and it's just going to stay there throughout the entire scene.
Yep.
So if you watch Trailer Park Boys, My Spirit Animal, Randy constantly always has his gigantic gut, is always in the scene, cutting out. Whenever Randy's in the scene, his gut is half the camera.
Okay.
So it's like that. This man is also wearing a pink watermelon shirt for some reason. A pink shirt with watermelons on it.
Yeah.
And his stomach is covering literally half the screen in the reenactment. So this reenactment is a picnic on a deck. Right. And we have stomach man in the foreground with the pink watermelon shirt. There's a man in the background grilling in a banana shirt, a shirt covered with only bananas, colorful bananas.
And what was going on?
And then there was a table. And now these two fellows never spoke or moved. But Tammy's reenactor greets Tracy's reenactor, who comes to the picnic with Dennis's reenactor. Now, Dennis is the only man dressed normally, except he has the most fucked mullet and fucked mustache you've ever seen in your life, to the point where you almost have to scream in horror because, again, you just are shocked. And you can only see parts of it because the fucked pink watermelon belly is in this shot.
Why the
constantly.
Watermelon? Why
the director
the
was
watermelon.
On some sort of Delta 9 high. And he thought, this is going to be artistic and I'm going to win a cinematography Oscar. And then did you notice the beer they were drinking? The beer they were drinking was called Babst.
No.
Not Pabst.
This is not the Simpsons.
Oh, so At this picnic, Tracy is meeting Dennis for the first time. Now, Dennis, we'll get into Dennis's details of Dennis's mullet later.
Okay.
The reenactor and the real Dennis. And his fucked mustache that was askew always. So Tracy sits down with Tammy at the picnic table. The Dennis actor is like standing. We still have watermelon in the foreground, cutting off half the scene. And there's banana shirt kind of talking to Dennis, flipping over the wieners. And they're drinking Babs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Tracy says, Dennis has been kind of thinking about getting married, and I think I'm going to say yes. And Tammy is thinking, oh, like,
hell no.
Shit. God damn it. Oh, shit.
Mm-mm.
And real Tammy says, oh, God, I didn't think it would happen. You know, she's kind of like, I date this guy. We get excited, whatever. And then she kind of comes to her senses and moves on or whatever. But they were together quite a few years and they did get married. And mm-hmm. here's where we see a real photo of them. They're kind of on a cliff and you're like, oh, shit. Does he push her off the cliff like that other dick, Harold Hawthorne? And they're in shorts and he actually has a short haircut in this one, not his mullet. And they look like a lovely couple, actually. They're both wearing shorts and a t-shirt and they look kind of normal.
Except as normal as he could look.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you cut instantly to the wedding photo, where again, you instantly diarrhea your pants because of the shock. Your bowels say, I'm out of here. And they spray out of your anus at 90 miles an hour. And if you were Megan, you're going to hold it until you get to Nutbar's coffin.
You sure? I would.
And you spray it into the coffin.
And then I let it loose.
And shut the lid.
Cassie, I'm not going to. Cassie, I'm not.
She told me that and she wrote it down. Now, she looks gorgeous in her wedding photo. Like, just
she
lovely.
She did look pretty.
She looks like a person that could... She looks great in dark hair and great in light hair. Mm-hmm. And there is very few of us that can do that. You usually need to match your colors, your autumn, spring, mm-hmm. summer, fall, or whatever.
She had it all. She could frost. She could...
Oh, shit. And she didn't need makeup ever. She looked great without makeup.
Yeah.
You're one, too, that can have every
hair
color.
She was rocking.
Yeah. She looked great. Now you get to him and that's where, again, your bowels release. Your bowels, I mean, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just prepare for it. Put on your Depends. Put on your poise pad. Get ready for your bowels to just release themselves when you see the picture. Mm-hmm. So not only, he has a salt and pepper hairdo, and this is not a George Clooney. This is a salt and pepper mullet.
Sam Elliott.
No, this is not a Sam Elliott. This is a mullet that... God even said, I've forsaken thee. And he, at the same time, has no chin, but three chins.
Yes.
So I don't know how you can be born without a chin and have three chins at the same time.
And the schnoz is just out there.
So, I mean, there should have been some work done.
The mustache, and then it's like everything stuck.
There's no chin.
No, but
and
three.
Multiple chins at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then a mullet that just can't. You can't. Just horrifying. Now, Tammy says the wedding was lovely. She actually had a really, they show like a video of her getting her ring or a picture of her ring. And it was cute, like really nice looking. She seemed really happy.
She was mad that he didn't cut.
Yes.
The mullet.
So we meet Tracy's friend, Monica. And I enjoyed Monica and Tammy, both of them. I thought
Monica
these were lovely
really
women.
Really loved her.
Oh my God. Monica was if you want a good friend, Monica is a good friend.
Yep.
Monica said the mullet, when she looked at that wedding photo, her bowels did release. She had to excuse herself, go to the bathroom and come back. And she said, there's the mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where she said Tracy begged him to fucking get a normal grown ass man. Modern times. I mean, this is not 1983. This is in the 2000s. This is like 2004 or whatever.
Right.
Haircut. And he told her he would and then came to the wedding with the mullet. And she was so pissed.
Yeah.
What do you, but Monica was like, she just kept saying, but I love him, as we've all
done. I mean, really, if you've dated him for that long with a mullet, you can't really expect him to just turn off the charm like that.
You know what? Yes. That's true. Do you, can you have a mullet bush?
Like where the long part would come out of your butthole? But it would be short in the front.
Like, have short pubes? And yeah, would could you short have long pubes butthole in the front hair?
And then your butt hair was long? I don't know. I mean, it, I mean, I guess I could try.
Done. Boudoir photography. So now these friends work together, which, you know what, some I knew friends that worked together and then one friend left and was a real dick.
I don't know,
left the work,
I don't know,
and just was a super dick move. But these friends worked together and they stayed together until one died, but my friend didn't do that.
No.
So Monica and Tracy
I hope not. Oh my god.
Okay. Met at work. Fine. And they worked at somewhere I would work in a heartbeat, which is a concrete company. You don't, I feel like you don't really have to ever deal with people, but maybe you do.
All she did was talk on the phone.
God, I guess I couldn't do that either. No. I just need a job where you don't ever deal with people. Like, you don't do anything. You do, you don't work.
Yeah.
And you get paid quite a bit.
Yeah.
And there's no people involved.
Right.
What is that job?
Mm.
Is that like foot porn?
Yeah.
I feel like the foot porn market is now saturated because I'm too late in the game.
Ugh, we should have got in when the getting was good.
Now, Dennis also worked at this company and he drove a truck for the company. But then they were saying he was also construction. I think he had multiple jobs. He did a construction job as well. But he was a trucker for this company. And so Monica and Tracy were dispatch. So they were on the phone, like talking to the truckers, talking to delivery, answering the phones, kind of getting, you know, where the concrete needs to go. And they worked, their desks were right next to each other. So they were just together all day.
Right.
Monica and Tracy loved going to concerts, but these concerts were also like Ozfest, which my first husband went to Ozfest in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Somerset, is that a place? Somerset?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every single year he would go to Ozfest.
Yes.
Where Ozzy literally just would stand there at some point and then just sing.
Yeah.
Kind of screaming at that point.
It's a lot of screaming.
Now Monica describes Tracy as very kind hearted, fun, loved to just have fun.
But would not miss an 80s band.
Hell no. That's where she said she was kind of rough around the edges. Yeah. Like, she was a rocker. Like, we would call them, like, you know, the dirt bags in high school, you know, that were kind of like the those
we would
rocker
call them
types.
Like everyone in my school. Yeah.
Yeah. I lived in a town. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
Like a town. So we get to March 7th, 2005. Monica gets to work at 8 a.m. and she gets a phone call right away from Christian, who she just knows is Tracy's friend. And Tracy was supposed to go to Motley Crue the night before. In fact, she'd been talking about it and so excited to go to this Motley Crue concert with her friend Christian. Now, Monica gets this call from Christian at 8 a.m. And Christian is saying, is Monica there? And I mean, is Tracy there? And Monica says, no, Tracy's not at work. She comes in at 9.
Yeah.
And he said, well, she was supposed to go to Motley Crue with me last night and she just never showed up. And then I called her and I can't get a hold of her. Like, is she at work? And Monica, who herself had gone to John Tesh the night before and made a terrible mistake. And was feeling blue. She said, all right, just wait. Tracy's going to come in at 9. Tracy never.
She would never miss Motley Crue.
Yeah. I mean, and she's never late for work. She always comes in. She's going to come in at 9. And if she doesn't come in, she's going to call me. I'll ask her what happened. She ditched me for John Tesh and she ditched you for Motley Crue. So she obviously must have gone to another concert or something, you know? And so she's like, whatever. We'll hear from her and we'll find out what happened. We skip ahead in the show and we see a clock and it says 9:16.
Uh-oh.
Tracy is not at work. And Monica is starting to get a little bit nervous. So Monica calls Tracy's house and there is no answer. And here's where there's the funny voicemail from Tracy. She kind of has it like, how you doing, Joey Buttafuoco?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Tracy. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah. Leave me a message. That's what it was. Like,
yeah.
Bye.
Monica then calls Dennis. And Dennis is like, you know what? She's probably just drunk at her friend's house. And Monica's like, what? Yeah. And then Monica's like, well, Tracy would be at home. She has three dogs. Mm-hmm. Like she takes care of them because Dennis is a lazy fucker.
Yeah.
So she
would never leave her dogs alone.
At all. And so Monica now is like panicking because she hasn't called in. She's not at work. Dennis is being a fucker. She knows she would be at home, but she's not at home. She's not answering her phone. So Monica starts calling hospitals everywhere and asking where she is. And she's panicking, like, I want to know she's there, but I don't want to know she's there because she's might be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to step in with any Motley Crue facts
before we skip ahead? Because I did not tell you anything about the 2005 music scene, I chose to instead tell you a little bit about the band we know as Motley Crue.
I'm excited.
So Motley Crue is a Hollywood band, obviously.
Yeah.
Started in Hollywood in 1981.
Hmm.
We were wee babes.
Yes, I was seven.
Yes, I was six. And speaking of six, the band was started by Nikki Sixx, and that's two X's, listener.
Of course it is.
And he was a bass player. And then we all know Tommy Lee, who is the drummer who eventually married Pamela Anderson and Heather Locklear.
And he's known for his dong-aholic.
No, he didn't marry Heather Locklear. It was Richie Sambora that married Heather Locklear. Yes.
I get him mixed up.
Tommy Lee just married Pamela.
And he has the giant dong.
Probably some Yes, and he's made some porn. And then there were three people that were kind of like lead singer guitarists. It started out with this guy named Greg Leon, but he was there for like 1 second. And then a man named Bob Deal.
Bob Deal. Not a big deal, Bob.
But his real name, but his stage name was Mick Mars. Cooler. Oh,
yeah.
So then it was Mick Mars for a while, and then eventually Vince Neil, which is how we knew them in the 90s.
And Vince Neil always seemed bloated to me.
A little, Well, they hit it big. So they formed in 81. It took them a couple of years, and then they hit it big. In 1983, their album Shout at the Devil was 4 times platinum.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yes. Then they had Theater of Pain in 86. And this is a short story about Nikki Sixx, who, again, I said was the bass player.
Okay.
In London...
Yep.
He overdosed on heroin in
1986.
And the man who sold him the heroin put him into a dumpster.
As he would.
Because he was like, well, if he dies, I'm going to be fucked. So I'm just going to put him in this dumpster. But then he survived and he wrote a song about it called Dancing on Glass.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So how... Wait. So he takes a heroin overdose he didn't have any Narcan or anything, I'm assuming. He just wrote it out.
He just
how much heroin has he taken that you just ride it out on a heroin overdose? First of all, that's insane. Second, he gets put into the dumpster. He must have woken up in the dumpster in a strange town.
In London. Yeah.
And then did someone like wake him up and say, spot a tea, governor? I mean, how did he go to a hospital? What do you do?
Hello,
he
had to be
feeling like shit and completely confused.
And then he was like, I'm inspired. I'm going to write Dancing on Glass. Sarah, this isn't the only one.
He has to be made of steel.
So then in 1987 is everybody's favorite Girls.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So this is in 87. they're on a tour, whatever. He overdoses on heroin again 1 year later after the dumpster. He's dead. He's declared legally dead.
Okay.
He's in an ambulance. They're just like taking him to the hospital. He's already been declared dead. Yeah. It's just like the lights aren't on. They're just driving him there. A paramedic in the ambulance was like the biggest Motley Crue fan ever and shot him with two more adrenalines.
They're saying, you give up on me, Nikki Sixx.
Fuck you, Nikki Sixx.
You're going to make it, man.
I need you.
Spot adrenaline, governor.
And he woke up.
This man, now, do they study this man in science?
Now, not only did he wake up, but that inspired the song. Kickstart my heart, won't you never stop? Remember that? Oh, yeah. You know that song? Baby, kickstart my heart.
I don't.
Oh, that's because
I don't understand.
You lived in a town.
Yeah, I lived in a town. This man, and he's still alive to this day, right?
He is, yeah. He wrote a book eventually.
How
which
does
is
he
how
not
we
have
know about
severe organ failure?
I feel like he might have some issues, but I don't know. Anyway, he survived again in 86, which inspired one of their biggest hits. And then 92 to 2003 were a year of turmoil. That was when they kept, like, they started kicking people out of the band, right? This is kind of when heavy metal has gone.
It went more grungy.
Like, yeah, it was like grunge in 92. And then it went to like really poppy, like boy bands. So 2004 to 2007, they did a reunion. And this is when our victim would have been trying to go to their concert.
Okay.
So they did a couple tours between 2005 and 2007. The Red, White, and Crew, The Better Live Than Dead, and The Carnival of Sins. We're not sure
which tour she went to.
In 2015, they quit the band altogether. But happy news here. On April 19th, there was an interview that someone did with Nikki Sixx, and he said that they were making a new album.
I can't even believe that this man is still kicking it.
2023.
We need to go to his concert then.
How does... Oh, for sure. How does he survive?
No, not only that, you know he's porked 10,000 people. He has to have every kind of genitals disease on top of...
Don't you think?
Not having any kind of a kidneys or liver.
Has he had an implant? I don't know.
He has to be some sort of alien man.
You know who loves him is... Melanie.
Well, Horn, our friend with the long vagina.
Horn, one vagina lip so long.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. So this is the love of Tetzel's
Tracy.
Life. Yeah, Tracy
No
loved
kidding.
These people.
This man fought for his life so that she could go to his concert, and she did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going to zoom ahead in the show 4 years. We are skipping ahead 4 years later. We see Michelle Fuller, who is a district attorney. She is talking about getting a case, and she gets the blue book, which is like all of the case notes put together in this folder.
Mm-hmm.
And the blue book is on Tracy Tetzel. And Tracy Tetzel was just listed as a disappearance. She had not been seen mm-hmm. since that March day for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle kind of introduces herself. But then the show zooms back to the past, and we go to 48 hours after Monica has been calling all of the hospitals. The police get involved and go to Dennis and Tracy's house. And the home is quite cute. We go in the home and they show pictures of the home. And it's very tidy and clean mm-hmm. and cute. Dennis tells the police that Tracy came home this March 6th. She comes home from work. Dennis says he was working outside in the yard, which right there, I'd be like, sir, you were not at all. Tracy comes home from work and he says he comes in from being all sweaty working outside and he's going to take a shower. So he goes in and takes a shower. And Tracy, when Tracy came home, it was about 6 or 6:30. Dennis says then he comes out of his shower and Tracy's just gone. He doesn't know where she went. She never told him where she went. She never told him where she was going. That's when I would have said bullshit. You know your right. wife was a Motley Crue fan. She would have been talking about Motley Crue and going to this concert. But Dennis says, I never saw her again. Now, what's alarming again about this scene is there's a reenactment of it where there's the reenactment of Tracy coming home, putting some stuff down on a counter, and then Dennis walking in and taking a shower and Dennis coming out of the shower. And this is where they just do a zoom in of Dennis, the reenactor's mullet. This mullet looks like, this is where I send you, it's like Naomi.
You sent it, yep.
Naomi from Mama's Family. If you imagine her blonde curly mullet, spray paint it with your shittiest Halloween dark witch mm-hmm. spray. It was like a curly plastic perm, like the dad from the Brady Bunch perm, but then add a mullet back. And it was alarmingly alarming. Like multiple, like Andre the Giant pubes, all hastily put on with shitty glue on a bald wig and put on this actor.
It was just like Naomi's hair, but brown.
Yes.
We have to put the side by side on our Facebook. Exact. Yeah. Or on our Instagram. Yeah.
The fact that this was a man's hair in the 2000s is shocking.
It's shocking.
But this was the reenactment version. And then his mustache was a porn stash that was askew, very crooked.
Why was it so crooked?
I don't know. Dennis continues to tell the detectives that Trace is probably out drinking and she's at her boyfriend's house. And this is where we get a scene of the reenactment detectives looking at each other like, oh,
a boyfriend. A light bulb went off.
Yes. They learn that Tracy has been having an affair. Christian is not just her friend. Christian is her boyfriend.
Right.
She has been having an affair with this man. And here's where we have kind of a little scene with Tammy, the sister, where she actually has Tracy's school photo. Remember when you used to give like the wallet size?
Yes,
and you would write on the back. Like,
love you.
Friends forever. Mm-hmm. Love you. 90 or 87.
Yeah.
And your name. And she had her picture and it just said, love you forever or keep this forever.
Keep this forever.
And she was like, I have it still. And it was sad. I mean, you used to collect your little friends' wallets and it just made it so real.
I still have some.
Yes, I do too. Uh-huh. I have my friend Stacy's little, a million of those. So the very day of her disappearance, Monica actually leaves work. She's so disturbed. Like, she's really getting nervous. She can't get a hold of Tracy. Tracy's not at work. Tracy didn't call in. Tracy didn't go to her concert. Tracy's not at home. She starts just driving all over and looking for her car. And, like, where could she be? And she can't find her anywhere. And she said she kept checking in with Dennis, the husband, and she said Dennis seems really concerned. Actually, she thought like he's wondering where she is too. There is real video of Dennis on the news, and Dennis looks like he rolled out from under a dumpster and then brushed himself off a little
like
bit.
Nikki Six. Like he was Nikki thrown Six. Into a dumpster. He died, but he crawled out.
Yeah, and he went, "Oh my God, are you Nikki Six?" Oh, wait, I got to be
and
on the news.
And then he said, my wife is gone.
My wife is missing. She disappeared. Mm-hmm. Dennis tells the nude that...
He said, call Dr. Feelgood. Yeah. He's the one that called Dr. Feelgood. Yeah. He's the one that makes it feel all right.
I guess he does.
Yeah.
Dennis is saying that Tracy, his wife, stayed at a friend's house, but she just disappeared, you know? And people don't just disappear. They don't, Dickweed. People murder them
yeah.
and bury their bodies. You fucking asshole. as you know. The gall, the sociopath behavior to go on the news when you've murdered somebody and act like this kind of a dumb asshole.
Right.
Like, I just don't understand how that's humanly possible. But then again, Nikki Sixx died and was in a dumpster and is still alive today.
He's been sober for years.
Here's where we see another real photo of Dennis, and my eyes packed their bags and went to Paris.
Yeah.
They decided to, you know, just really live it up. They needed to see some Paris fashion.
Are we done drinking?
No, I have a red here. You have that one.
I have one more.
Yeah. Well, I have another one upstairs.
I'm really down in these.
I know.
They're lovely.
His mullet is so inappropriate. Yeah. Now, it looks like Moe from the Three Stooges at the top. It's kind of like a bowl cut, but a bowl cut if like a blind goblin took pinking shears and came in the night and gave you a Moe Howard from the Three Stooges haircut, but then glued on a shitty pube mullet on the back. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. And I think this was a police photo because they zoomed into some marks on his neck, which yeah. ended up being nothing. And there you can still see the crooked mustache where it's like a little bit on one side and a little bit longer on the other side.
Like if you had just gone to a barber shop, they could have fixed that easily.
Well, don't cut your hair with pinking shears.
Right. Right.
And then he has still the no chin, but yet a double chin.
Triple.
And then his Adam's apple is the size of Jupiter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Jupiter or the sun. Like even if the sun was like an ant,
so big.
It would be Texas.
Is Jupiter the biggest planet?
Saturn? Jupiter is, I think.
You're supposed to be the teacher of space.
I don't know about things.
What is the biggest planet?
I feel like Jupiter is big. I feel like it's Jupiter.
What is the best planet?
So the police decide, you know what?
In a solar system.
What did you find
out? It's Jupiter.
See?
Saturn is next. Yep. And then put my thumb in Uranus.
Check your oil, Andre. Checking your oil. Is that a thumb up my anus?
That is. That's a thumb up Uranus. Yep. It's number 3 in surface area.
So the police are starting their investigation here. This is where they do notice on Dennis these small marks on his neck. And even in the picture, I thought they look like bug bites. And
that was the dumbest red
herring. Yeah, police are like,
ever.
Is it small scratches? And then they realize it maybe is caused by his shitty jewelry that
right.
he bought from like he got out of a, like a, when you go to Perkins and you had the wishing
right.
well and you'd get a jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the home is photographed, their home, and it's like, you know, you have no budget. Like, it reminded me of our favorite movie that Jesus himself directed, Overboard.
Jesus did direct it!
Yeah, and where she decorates the shitty home as best as she can and try, you know, and he walks in from a late night of work and he looks around the home and she's cleaned it up and it's all like patchwork quilts
yes.
and she's made it look, even though there's shitty stuff,
yes.
she's made it look nice. That's what I felt like this was. Like, she put so much love into this home and made it like her own personality and did what she could with, like, you know, the money she had.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked like it had her love into it. I don't know. It just made me think of that.
Yeah.
But they did not find any kind of a crime scene
no.
at all. Not blood, no struggle, nothing broken, nothing out of place. Police almost are thinking, she done run off. She just done run off.
But Sarah, what was missing? Nothing.
She did not take.
Where was her mascara?
In the home.
It was in the fucking house.
She did not pack a damn
no
thing.
Including her dogs.
Including her dogs. And as annoying as my dogs are, you don't leave your dogs or your children. I mean, you might leave your children.
I would leave my dog before my children.
I would take my dog before Rachel.
Sarah Violet Princess Diana Ganser Sheets Nelson.
She can care for herself.
How dare you? Rachel, I am sorry your mother is so cruel.
She knows how to microwave some sort of weird pizza rolls.
A pizza roll? You put those in the air fryer, ma'am. Okay.
Dennis keeps telling the police on and on and on that Tracy was having an affair and just some nights she wouldn't come home and she's probably just now living with her boyfriend. And I thought, you know what, police, don't think she'd done run off. First off, because all her shit is still in her house. Her dogs are still there. And she always went to goddamn work.
Yes.
She went to work and she wasn't at work. And she would have called in. She would have called her friends. If she was just at her boyfriend's house, she would have said, I'm super fucking hungover. I'm not going to work today.
And
like, come on.
She wouldn't have skipped Motley Crue.
Well, of course not. She wouldn't have skipped Motley Crue.
I mean,
good God.
By the way, who makes plans to go to Motley Crue and then wants to go to work the next
day? I don't know. She was
brave.
Take
it off.
She was brave.
What was her name?
Tracy Tetso.
Tetso.
Yeah. Now, Dennis was called Penis Tits Out in high school, but Tracy was not. Tracy also had a black sports car that she adored. And this
it was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. Was missing. The car's missing. Uh-oh. So the police are thinking, well, she could have gone in the car. So they think if we find the car, we might find the solution to all of this. They look at the harbor. So this is Baltimore area. They look at the harbor tunnel, which must be something around D.C. because the Motley Crue was coming into D.C.
Yes.
It was a D.C. concert.
Yep.
And they see that her car, because of her pass on her easy pass on her car, clicked at the harbor tunnel at 7:48 p.m. on March 6th, 2005. Yes. And it was March 7th when she didn't come into work.
Right.
They also learned that at 3 p.m. on March 6th, so before she went through the tunnel or the car went through the tunnel, Tracy was seen at a drugstore just getting some items. I mean, she was like at a
tampons like at or a, something. I
yeah,
don't know.
It looked like she was at like a Quick Trip
like
or
a
gas station.
Yeah,
thing,
it was
or
a
Walgreens.
Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love
I know.
It. I'm obsessed.
And she's on video and she used her credit card. But after that, there is no sign of her credit card being used. And that looks like the last video or that we've seen of her.
So she got out of town.
Well, we just know that
wasn't
that she,
in her town, was it? Wasn't that in?
Yeah, that was in her town.
Oh, I thought she went through the pass.
Yeah, but her car went through the pass at 7:48.
Oh, but the Walgreens or whatever.
And that
was
earlier in the afternoon, and that was her in town.
Okay.
Police then get a hold of her phone records and see that she's been calling this man named Christian Sinnott. They find that Christian Sinnott is her boyfriend. She is having an affair, and she was to go to the concert with Christian Sinnott. Christian Sinnott freaked out when Tracy didn't come to his house to go with him to the concert, and he called her multiple
300
times. Yes, 300 times.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at Christian, who is a bodybuilder, but we never see the real Christian. We just see the reenactor, who did not look like a bodybuilder.
I couldn't quite figure out who Christian Sinnott was, but when I looked him up, it was unproductive. There
yes.
are several Christian Sinnott.
We can't find him.
Yeah, we don't know who he is.
So he ended up going to the concert by himself, and actually friends of Tracy did get Motley Crue to donate money to the search to find
yes.
her, and Motley Crue wanted to help find her.
They were like, yeah. She's your biggest fan.
And they donated money to her search and publicity
yes.
for it. But Christian was at the concert in D.C. And so they ruled him out because he was like his phone. He was calling her so much. His phone pinged everywhere. And he was his ticket or whatever. He was proven to be at the concert. So they ruled he was totally not a suspect.
Yes.
11 days later, Tracy's black sports car is found in the parking lot of a motel very close to her home with like walking distance. So the police go to Dennis's house to say, do you have spare keys so we can look in the car? And Dennis says, yep, here are the spare keys. And he gives them a set of keys that actually has like a clicker, like burp, burp, a locker, like a remote on it, and keys. So they go to the car at the motel. They look inside. There's no evidence. There's no blood. There's no sign of a fight. She's not in the car. There's
the fob,
nothing in the car.
Is that called the
fob?
Yeah.
That if you lose the fob, you have to pay like $19,000 to get a new fob, which is ridiculous. The motel did have a camera, thank God, pointed in the parking lot. So the police watch this video, and it's very grainy. It is like they're trying to videotape Jupiter from Earth. So why get a camera for safety when you might as well just shit on the wall and read the
shit?
For
real.
But someone gets out of the car. It's too blurry to even tell if it's human or if it's some sort of Roger Rabbit or something. Or Howard the Duck. They show it to Tammy, Tracy's sister. And Tammy at the police station watches this video and she stands up and she says, that fucking son of a bitch. That's Dennis. That's Dennis getting out of that car. That fucker.
She knew it was him.
Yeah. And she said, no doubt in my mind that is fucking Dennis. And they could tell that the person was quite tall because he lined up with the truck he went into to drive away. And Tammy was very, Tracy was very short.
And he was like Andre the Giant, towering over the truck.
And so they could tell it was definitely not Tracy. And it was a tall Howard the Duck man. Tammy was like,
that's Howard the Duck.
That is fucking Dennis. Now, Monica gives us some background. She says, at first, the marriage is pretty happy, but then Dennis starts being a controlling fuck. Now, why do men who look like Dennis, who have a face for radio, a body for radio, and a hairdo for radio, where your eyes should not ever see,
should not
the person
set sights on
act
a human being like this,
like an asshole, a controlling, do they act like a controlling asshole because they're so afraid that Tracy might wake up and see he's a gargoyle and move on?
Yeah, and that he hasn't changed his hairstyle since 1979.
Like, you can't control someone else. If your spouse, it's shitty. If your spouse, though, is no longer, like, moves on, do you really want to be with someone, though, that doesn't want you? You know, not really, even though as hard as it is, you just can't control someone else. You just can't.
No, he liked to control her, though.
So Dennis would call her nonstop. In fact, Monica tells a story where she was at dinner with Tracy, and he kept fucking calling her a million times. And Tracy says, he doesn't trust me. He spies on me all the time. He accuses me of having an affair every single day. I can't ever go anywhere. I need permission to do this, permission to do that. He questions what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. All of this, like, that would, I can't. That would drive me, like, come on. Why do you have to have that much control? Are you a Duggar? And if you are a Duggar, then you need to agree to it because that was what you signed up for.
Fuck you, Duggars.
Yeah. You know what, Jim Bob Duggar? Take a giant stick and shove it up your dick.
Right.
And he probably does.
Probably.
Shortly before her disappearance, Dennis decides to go to a buddy at work because they all work at the concrete job together. Yep. And he says, you know what, to the coworker, can you spy on my wife and then listen in on her phone calls? And the coworker goes, you know it, buddy. I sure can.
Right.
And so he sends recordings of Tracy's phone calls to Dennis, where Dennis listens in and hears her talking to her boyfriend, Christian. Now, Tracy did start dating Christian, knowing that she was having an affair was wrong because she was married. But she said, if I'm being fucking accused of having an affair
every
single minute of every single day, I might as well. Yeah, that's what she was like.
Yeah.
And Christian actually respects me and treats me kind and he makes me happy. And that's, I'm moving on.
Right.
So, of course, Dennis is mad and he's like, hey, you know what? I heard you talking to Christian on the phone at work.
And, while he was putting a back pocket comb through his mullet. Yeah.
And Dennis, then Tracy finally just says, you know what, Dennis, take it and cram it and shove it up your butthole.
Yep.
And move out of this house, you fart on a stick. And so January 2005, Dennis moves out. He takes like his three belongings, they said, and he puts it in like a tub and moves out. Mm-hmm. And here's where we hear real work recordings. Dennis used to call Tracy at work. And since she was a dispatcher, all of her calls were recorded. And it's just Dennis being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And Tracy says a line where I'm like, I'm so fucking proud of you. She says, if you're going to be a dick, then I'm going to be a bitch. And I'm done with you and your fucking mess.
Yeah.
You know, she just said, get out of my life, pretty much. Like, just fucking get out of my life. She tried to, like, just say, get out. I'm not going to take your shit anymore. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
She tried. So police go back to the video of the car park at the motel and they notice, holy shit, like when the tall asshole gets out, the car goes, burp, burp, blinks. And so they know he clicked a fob.
Yeah.
He clicked a remote. And they thought, huh, if Dennis gave us the spare keys, did they have a spare remote? Because they're like, we want to know where her fucking keys are. Because whoever has her fucking keys... obviously dropped, it's the killer. They dropped her car off and hit her car.
Right.
Whatever. So the police actually find out the previous owner who sold the car to Tracy. And they went to him and said, how many keys did you give her? He said, I just gave one set of keys and one remote.
Yeah.
That was it. So they know that there was only that one remote and that only that there was no spare keys. So Dennis clearly was the person, since he had literally the keys in his hand and gave it to the cops, he is the person that had to park that car at the motel. He's the only one that could work that car. He's the only one that could beep, beep, do the lights on the car. So the police then know, like, oh, it's fucking Dennis. He had the fucking remote.
Yes.
So they go to the prosecutor, and this is where we see the prosecutor again that we were introduced to very briefly. And she said, we know it's Dennis. We need to present the case, but there is not a body. So mm-hmm. This was the very first case presented and prosecuted where there wasn't a body in Baltimore County, the first one. And the case had been cold for 4 years. So they had to like work really hard to build this case, but they want to prosecute him because they feel like we know it's Dennis. Police then decide, all right, we need to declare Tracy dead. So they see that she hasn't used her bank account. She hasn't been seen by anyone.
Right.
She hasn't, you know, there's no social media or anything like that. No phone records. So they can declare her dead. So once she's declared dead, they can now arrest Dennis. So they go to Dennis's new work, which is some construction site, June 18th, 2009, and arrest him at work. And I hope it was embarrassing for him. I mean, dickweed.
How could anything be more embarrassing than his hair?
Well, he did cut it. So he cut it when 2009. He had shorter hair. So he's brought it to the police.
I thought he did that
video.
When he went to jail. Well, oh, no, it was short.
Yeah,
it was a little bit shorter.
He came stumbling in because his feet were in cuffs. So he was like stumbling into
the interview
room. Well, it's
hard to walk when you're bound by chains.
Right. Because you're a murderer.
Yeah.
And the police pretty much say, Dennis, you are a fucking asshole. You suck major dicks.
Right.
You are such a piece of pure shit. I would rather kiss barf than kiss you.
And then he said, I think I need to talk to my lawyer.
Yep. And he clammed up.
Yep.
So they go to trial at 2010. Dennis, of course, goes, I'm not guilty. I'm just guilty of being sexy. And the judge said,
and they said,
absolutely not, sir. Now, without a body... This was going to be a difficult trial.
Very, very hard.
So the prosecutors feel that what he did was when he killed her, and it must have been outside the home, he must have driven her somewhere to a site and killed her. And they figure since he was kind of moonlighting at construction sites, he dumped her into like a building and poured and then concrete was poured over her. And she's in one of like a building somewhere in Baltimore.
Like the mob.
And you'll know. Yeah. Like Jimmy Hoffa or something, you know. And so October 22nd, the jury comes back and they say he is not guilty of first degree murder, which is horseshit.
Dumb.
But he is guilty of second degree murder, So he gets 18 years. And I guess it's hard to prove first degree murder, but I don't know. At least he got guilty. He gets 18 years. And they're still disappointed because they feel like that's not mm-hmm. enough time. He should mm-hmm. be put away. Because if 18 years and if they give him parole, I mean, he could seriously do like 9, you know,
okay,
for
well,
murder.
Do you want to know what happened
yeah,
to
I
him?
Yeah, I didn't look him up.
I did. Now, what page did I write it on? I don't know, because I had 500 drinks of Prosecco.
What?
Okay, so Dennis Tetzel was sentenced to 18 years. He was denied parole.
Good.
In 2019.
Good.
Unfortunately, released November 30th, 2021.
That fucking asshole's out?
Yes, on good behavior.
Good behavior.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So what year was it when he got actually...
2010!
So 2000... So
that
he
fucker did 9... 11 years?
Years.
Fucking asshole. 18,
yeah. And they let him go.
That Duggar who looked at the child porn got 12 years.
Ugh.
Well, that's just as bad.
Did you watch the Duggar show?
No. I don't know if I can because it makes me so angry.
I know. Me too.
But my God. No, I just get too worked up.
Well, too our friend Lorinda is watching it and she was obsessed with it.
I can't do it. I just didn't get started too, either. Way too angry on that topic.
I know you do.
Well, that's our share.
Thank
you for listening and supporting us and all you do. We love you so much, our listeners. We
go ahead and find us on Facebook or Instagram. We have a link tree there, like in our bio.
Yes. Go to the bio, hit the link
tree. Click the link tree that brings you to everything. It's Always the Husband Podcast.
All our stuff, our merch and
our glitter
Amazon,
in the
our glimmer. Yeah.
Amazon storefront,
yes.
our Linktree to find Patreon,
yes.
If you want to join, we would love to have you. And as always, just share us with your friends, and rate us and review us.
That would be awesome.
We love it.
Thank you so much. We couldn't do it without your support.
Have
I mean, we could,
week.
But it wouldn't be fun. Yeah.
Have a good week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.